This spot is brought to you by Eaton Vance, the symbol of advanced investing. What's inside your ETF? With Parametric Equity Premium Income ETF, you know. Inside, you'll find institutional expertise from a specialized team with deep derivatives experience. Get to know what's inside PAPI, the symbol of alternative income, at eatonvance.com/symbols. Before investing, prospective investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. The current prospectus contains this and other information and is available at eatonvance.com. Read the prospectus carefully before investing. Not FDIC insured. Offer no bank guarantee. May lose value. Not insured by any federal government agency. Not a deposit. Investments involve risk. Principal loss is possible. Distributed by Foresight Fund Services, LLC.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, December 19th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The holiday season is stressful enough. The gifts, the cooking, the travel. Add to that, when the family gets together, someone is bound to ask you the dreaded question.
Happy holidays. How's work?
Yeah, so how's it going at work?
Do you want to share something that sounds impressive or at least is going to get relatives off your back? I mean, a lot of people have that. Maybe it's a nosy aunt. Maybe it's your own parents. Maybe it's the in-laws. It's somebody who seems like they're hard to impress.
WSJ On the Clock columnist Callum Borchers has some ideas. He'll join us after the break.
This spot is brought to you by Eaton Vance, the symbol of advanced investing. What's inside your ETF? With Parametric Equity Premium Income ETF, you know. Inside, you'll find institutional expertise from a specialized team with deep derivatives experience. Get to know what's inside PAPI, the symbol of alternative income, at eatonvance.com/symbols. Before investing, prospective investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. The current prospectus contains this and other information and is available at eatonvance.com. Read the prospectus carefully before investing. Not FDIC insured. Offer no bank guarantee. May lose value. Not insured by any federal government agency. Not a deposit. Investments involve risk. Principal loss is possible. Distributed by Foresight Fund Services, LLC.
Getting together for the holidays probably involves catching up with family and friends. But the simple question, hey, how's work, is enough to make some people cringe. Wall Street Journal On the Clock columnist Callum Borchers joins me. So Callum, how's work?
Oh, you had to hit me with that one, didn't you, JR? It's such a simple question, isn't it? Right? I mean, it's like in the go-to category of small talk, like traffic or the weather. But it can actually feel like a really heavy, loaded question for some folks.
Does this mean I have to be ready for a bunch of small talk when the family gets together?
I'm afraid so. Make sure you have your comfortable topics ready to go. Maybe it's sports, you know, something that's nice and safe and maybe a little bit lighter than your job.
But why do fairly innocuous questions from family or friends about work sometimes send shivers through people?
Well, look, it comes down to how you're going to be perceived by your loved ones, right? So whether it's family or friends, you want to be able to give an update on your career status that's going to be satisfactory, make you sound like you're successful. I mean, you don't want to seem like you're an underachiever somehow. That's why it feels kind of high stakes for folks. And then, of course, there's what other people are going to have to say. Maybe you're perfectly happy in your own career, but you hate listening to, you know, your brother-in-law drone on about how he's crushing it in real estate. So there's a couple of layers to this one.
If somebody is at a large family gathering with a work question's being brought up a lot, is there a danger of this eroding into a game of one-upmanship?
There absolutely is, because everybody's making the same calculus you are, which is you want to share something that sounds impressive or at least is going to get relatives off your back. I mean, a lot of people have that nosy aunt. Maybe it's your own parents. Maybe it's the in-laws. It's somebody who seems like they're hard to impress. And somebody else at the party probably feels the same way. And so you want to be able to share something that's positive, that's upbeat. And yes, when somebody hears somebody else say something that sounds really good, there is kind of this implicit pressure to one-up them.
So how should people approach this? They don't want to lie, but they also probably don't want to come across as irritable.
What I've heard from folks who say they feel like they're doing this successfully over the years is to kind of stay kind of at a surface level. You know, so share some piece of what's going on at work. You don't want to complain too much. This is supposed to be a festive gathering after all. Nobody wants to hear you gripe about your boss or complain about how you got way less of a bonus than you really deserved. So avoid the whining. But I've also heard folks say you don't want to brag too much either, because then you sort of sound like you're really full of yourself, or maybe that you're just showing off. So maybe not going too deep cheap. I mean, one thing to remember is you don't owe everybody in your family full bearing of your soul. You don't have to open up and go into great depth about all the particulars of your career. You can keep it at a high level.
But what might contribute to people bracing for this question is that we've seen the job satisfaction levels have fallen to the lowest point in about 4 years.
This is a question that comes up every year, so it's kind of an evergreen topic. But when you look at surveys by Gallup and others, we do see that worker satisfaction is lower than it has been in several years. And so what that means is that when people get this question, hey, how's work? If they're answering honestly, they might say, hey, it's not so great. I'm not so happy. But a lot of people feel like they can't say that or don't want to say that to their family, to their friends, and especially on a holiday occasion. So it creates this kind of implied pressure to fib a little bit.
You know, Callum, it sounds like this work question ranks up there with the question, why aren't you married yet?
Yeah, this is one of those big life update questions that feels really high stakes for folks. So whether it's, you know, when are you going to settle down with a partner or settle down in a really stable, impressive career, people still feel those same nerves about handling questions like that.
So we've talked on the show before about how people should not compare their own financial situation to someone else's. Sounds like that should apply to their job as well.
Yeah, that's a great analog because in both cases, you don't really know what's going on under the surface. And this is one of the cautions that I heard from a psychotherapist who specializes in career issues. And when she's talking to her patients, she says to really try not to play that comparison game. In the same way, you know, you see somebody driving a Beamer, well, it looks like a marker of wealth, but you don't know. Maybe they've borrowed way too much money or they're leasing it or they're spending more than they should. I mean, you don't really know what their financial circumstance is just based on that one potential marker. And in the same way, when you're at a holiday party and you hear somebody bragging about how great their career is, you don't really know the details of it unless you're their coworker. And so it's possible that people are also feeling this pressure to really talk up how their career is going. And so maybe the person who sounds like they're doing so great is exaggerating a little bit. So that's not to mean be suspicious of everybody or assume the worst about everybody, but just, you know, take the bragging with a grain of salt and don't get too caught up in comparing yourself to somebody else's supposed achievements.
That's WSJ columnist Callum Borchers. And that's it for your Money Briefing. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.